Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome and thank you one and all for joining us here today at God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. Today is the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. Epiphany is the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles as presented by the Magi in Matthew 2 and verses 1 and 2, which was manifested of a divine or supernatural being. Today's podcast will consist of a series of readings. And all readings are from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. There will be two readings in each segment of the podcast. The first reading will be from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. The second reading will be from Psalms 111, verses 1 through 10. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless the reading, the hearing, and the meditation on your word. And where there is call for the application of your word, let it be done in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. The scripture reads as follows. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your own people. You shall heed such a prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, if I hear the voice of the Lord my God any more, or ever again see this great fire, I will die. Then the Lord replied to me, they are right in what they say, what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet who shall speak them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words of the prophet shall speak in my name. I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods or whom presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that prophet shall die. And now Psalms 111. Verses 1 through 10 reads thusly. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Now we will listen to a song entitled, Holy and Awesome is His Name, by Esther Mui.
Righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his words in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand by fear of the Lord is the beginning, is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. His praise endures forever.
I trust that you enjoyed that rendition of Holy and Awesome is His Name. The last two readings in this segment of the podcast will come from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 13, and Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 13 reads as follows. Now for the concerning food sacrifice to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Anyone who claims to know something does not yet have the necessary knowledge, but anyone who loves God is known by Him. Hence, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that no idol in the world really exists, and that there is no God but one. Indeed, even though there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as in fact there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things and through whom we exist. It is not everyone, however, who has this knowledge, since some have become so accustomed to idols until they still think of the food they eat as food offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Food will not bring us close to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat, and no better off if we do. But take care that this liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if others see you who possess knowledge eating in the temple of an idol, might they not, since their conscience is weak, be encouraged to the point of eating food sacrificed to idols? So by your knowledge, those weak believers for whom Christ died are destroyed. But when you thus sin against members of your family and wound their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food is a cause of their falling, I will never eat meat so that I may not cause one of them to fall. And now the reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 28, reads thusly. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at the teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The word of the Lord. Our closing song is entitled, "He Still Does Miracles," by Hawk Nelson.
When you're at the end of the road and it's not the one that you would have chosen, when you're at the end of your rope and you're holding on but feel like you're falling, with every option exhausted, you tried everything you know, you saw light then you lost it, but there is still hope. Like the fire in the night, like the ocean parted wide, like the grave empty inside, you will see he still does miracles, 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 miracles. Even if you don't see it now, without a doubt, he's already moving. There is not a pain that you hold he doesn't know, and he isn't using. With every option exhausted, you try everything you know.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.